It's not selfish to love yourself, take care of yourself, and to make your happiness a priority. It's necessary. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have a fantastic message on self-care and how to take care of yourself emotionally. Enjoy.
Every day when I wake up in the morning, I go into meditation and I ask for guidance from the powers, the intangible powers, and I get focused. I think about, what does Willow need today? Okay, let me check that off, handle that. What does Jada need today? What does Daddy need today? And okay, Jada, before the day is done, you better make sure that you take care of yourself. And that's a new thing for me. When you and Jada were first born, I had forgotten how to take care of myself because you guys were my world. You guys were my everything. You still are. But I have forgotten how to do that. And at the end of the day, the one thing that I always want to tell you, Willow, and the reason why you always have to be in communication, especially with me, your family, your grandmother, your father, your brothers, your friends, the people who love you, you have to understand that life is a journey. Communication creates partnerships. Okay? That we are here to assist you. That we can't make your life for you, and we can't help you with the things that we don't know. And that you always have to remember to take care of you first and foremost. Because when you stop taking care of yourself, you get out of balance and you really forget how to take care of others. And I think that we've been taught that taking care of yourself is a problem. And I'll tell you something about being a mother and some of the messaging that we get in this country about being a mother, that you have to completely sacrifice everything. You have to completely sacrifice every single thing. And I think that what the re-messaging that we as mothers need to have and gravitate to is that you have to take care of yourself in order to have the alignment and the power to take care of others at the capacity that we do. Because it fills the well. What I believe that I do takes so much energy, so much work from heart, spirit, and creativity that I have to be responsible enough to take care of me. Because you know what happens? Imbalance comes, and you know what happens? I look to you, Willow, and I say, Willow, you've got to do this, because if you don't, you become, I start looking towards you. I start making you responsible for my happiness. And a lot of times, you know what we do? We look to our men, we look to our husbands and our boyfriends, and we go, you, I've given all this up for you, and you've got to make this right by me, and you're supposed to make me happy. Because we've lost our way on how to make ourselves happy. We lost our way. So what I had to do and what I had to learn was how to get more balance. And over the years, each year, each day, I get more and more and more and more in balance. More and more and more in alignment. And you know what? I get more and more happy. And the very thing that I thought would make you unhappy or make Jaden unhappy or make Daddy unhappy actually is fulfilling for you guys as well. Even though it might not be a tangible reason. But the more happy I am and the more fulfilled I am, it works for the family. And when I'm not, it doesn't. It's really that simple.
Work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business. See if you can find some ways to multiply your value to the marketplace. And he said, your income will immediately start to change. Up until then, I was hoping that the economy would change. I was hoping that my company would change. I was hoping that my paycheck would change. I was hoping that circumstances outside would change. And then here's what I found out. It isn't going to change. So then my question was, if it isn't going to change, how will my life ever change? And here's what my teacher taught me. When you change, everything will change for you. When you get better, everything will get better for you. And that's where I picked up that phrase, for things to change, you've got to change. You don't have to change the marketplace. You don't have to change the marketing plan. You don't have to change the economy. You don't have to change countries. You don't have to change circumstances out there. All you've got to do is look within and see if you can change yourself for the better. And as you change, things will start to change for you.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.